Hi, I'm Kiara.
And I'm Kurt.
Welcome to Kiara and Kurt After Dark.
You mean Kurt and Kiara After Dark?
Ugh, let's just call it CAD. This is an unfiltered place to come to hopefully have a laugh, let your hair down, have a wine, and not take everything so seriously.
Oh, really?
So let's get into it, and we hope that you enjoy this week's podcast. Hi, guys, and welcome back.
Mukbang.
Mukbang, we're eating our dinner while we're recording tonight. I literally just walked in the door after putting Miller to bed, came back in like 2 seconds flat, and Kurt has finished his whole dinner, and I haven't even started yet.
Well, it's fuck all. It's about 4 spoonfuls.
You need to face your head to the microphone when you talk.
It is fuck all.
So cute. I went in and got the bottle off Miller, and I go to her, dream about me. She goes, I will.
I will.
I was like, oh, you're so cute.
What about me?
What about you? So this afternoon, I went and got my eyelashes done, and I brought Miller along with me. She was so excited. That was her... Kurt, are you already farting? We're a minute in. 1 minute. That's all it took. You've been farting all day, and they stink.
It's been bad.
I know.
I don't know what's happened.
Too much hot sauce.
But all I did was last night.
Oh.
Well, I did eat, like...
Oh. Jalapenos.
Yeah, but like all of them. Not one person had one.
Oh.
So I had probably 16.
Jalapenos. You're kidding.
Whole jalapenos.
Oh my gosh. Except for the seeds. Except for the seeds.
I thought.
It's Miller. There was something wrong with it. I thought.
Yeah, I thought that was something wrong with me, but now...
You understand why.
I understand
why. The thing that's wrong with you is eating 16 jalapenos at once. That's pretty hectic. So anyways, back to my story. I took Miller out to go get my eyelashes done with me, and we sat down, and my poor lash lady, she was like, oh, she's so good, isn't she? I was like, yeah, normally she's pretty good. Straight after we said that, Mum, when are we going home? I was like, oh no, just like disaster waiting to happen. But she pulled through. She pulled through. So I haven't seen Kurt too much this afternoon.
No.
This is kind of our first time sitting down.
I just left again.
Being able to speak. So how was your afternoon? What did you do with Link?
Went to the beach.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this would be so good. Take him to the beach. And I was actually going to walk to the beach. Mm-hmm. I had 2 beers. I was going to walk to the beach with a couple of beers. Mm-hmm. And then go walk along the beach. And then go to the pub. Have another beer or two. And then go take away. And then walk home.
Go to take away.
Well, walk home. Mm. Got a couple hundred to come back. So don't want to be walking. A
couple hundred metres.
Don't want to be walking without one. Mm-hmm. And then, I got down there and he just had the fucking shits. And I was like, oh, this is annoying. So he's crying on the way down a little bit. And then I was giving biscuits and he's still crying. And I come home. What?
Yeah.
I was giving him biscuits.
Yeah, it normally works.
Yeah. Hmm. And then he was like not bad though. It wasn't. It was just whingy. I just knew he wouldn't last if I went to the pub. And then I come back, and I was like, "Fuck, it smells like shit in here." But I've been doing the worst farts today.
As you guys heard,
it's so hectic. I'm like, "Fuck, I've freaked the house out." And then I went and just lay down with him and started playing the piano. And I was like, holy shit, it's not me. And that's why he's crying, because he's just shit everywhere. Mm. And it was all coming out the nappy, all through the suit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's what you get for not checking it before you go. It's probably in there the whole time.
You were sitting with him and you left for eyelashes. And then I put him in the carrier and left.
Yeah. I wasn't sitting with him. I was getting ready with Miller.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Don't try to blame this on me. I wasn't even here.
It was good. Lisa.
At least you left the house. Leaving the house with a kid, being a dad. Oh, it's pretty good. Oh, he's farting and burping. That sounds like it's shit in your pants. That's so gross.
Miller today.
Yeah, it's funny when she does it. She did the biggest one this morning. The first thing she said.
She just did a little fart and full like all the skid in her undies.
Yeah. So anyways. This morning, she did like the biggest, loudest one when she still had a nappy on from bedtime and she started cracking up laughing. She goes, that sounded like my daddy. I was like, oh my gosh. Oh. She is your child.
Yes, yes.
Kurt has like fully got me onto the spicy side now. I've got hot sauce on my dinner. But I'm kind of addicted. It's one of those things, hey, like, it's kind of like wine. You need an acquired taste. Don't you reckon?
Yes.
Yes. No, like, you know what I mean? The first time I tried wine, I, like, hated it. And now it's, like, all I drink. Your microphone's going to be making noises, you doing that.
Well, you'd set up shit then.
No, that's you moving it, trying to be, like, trendy or something. Wait.
Trendy? I'm trying to put it close to my mouth like you go, it's no close to your mouth.
What's wrong with your head, Kurt?
We're in a freaking work all day. I don't want to move towards the microphone.
No, like, what's wrong with your head?
I don't want it to run my life.
No, what's wrong with your head?
Nothing.
Kurt just picked a pimple, and then it's
I
bleeding.
I didn't pick a pimple.
You did.
It's a fucking scab.
Of a pimple.
Gay topic. Well.
Yes, Kurt.
How was your week? Well, how was your day, actually?
My day.
Oh, no, how was your week?
Oh,
start with your day, then finish with a bit of your week.
Okay, well, my day was a-okay because Mila wasn't actually enjoying her day at daycare today. She was pretty hard to drop off, but then she was pretty good. She had fun. Can you hear that?
It's good. I can't really concentrate because baby's crying.
Yeah, so. Baby's crying in the background. This is just, oh.
We might have to pause this.
BRB. Well, guys, we are back. It's a new day because Lincoln that night was just like up and down all night with his teeth.
We finally got him back to sleep.
Finally got him back to sleep 3 days later. Oh, I can't wait to go back to sleep. I'm so tired. I ended up having a spontaneous night out night in last night. A couple of my girlfriends.
He's had a good
had
sleep.
Had some wine. Yeah. Passed out last night. It's hectic. I have not been, I don't think, that drunk ever in my whole life.
I'm going to try to get that drunk tonight.
Oh, are you? Is it a competition now?
I'm just going to see if I can get that drunk.
Oh.
It was a good effort. So
I can't remember half the night, so I can't remember how drunk I got. Oh, it's bad. But yeah, no, one of my girlfriends, Mads, her partner was going to a 30th and she's like, oh, I'm going to be at home on my own tonight. And I was like, I'll come over. And then my girlfriend Kelly's like, do you want to come too? So we both went over there, brought a bottle of wine each. One thing led to another. We ended up doing like tequila shots. Kelly is to blame for that. But yeah, no, it was good fun.
It was really good fun.
For you?
Yeah.
Sitting at home on your own?
It's really good.
Kurt's really annoying. He didn't even go, like, oh, does anyone else's partner do this? He didn't even go out last night. What? Didn't even go out last night. Like, you didn't, it was like the night where I got drunk and then all day he's like, I'm so tired. Like, and he's so slow and like, but I'm just tired and I'm just hungover. And I'm like, I'm not even complaining and I actually am.
If you go out,
yeah,
but you need to put in more effort the next day.
But what?
Than me.
But you never do that.
I always do that.
You never do that. And you're, like, just complaining, like, going this, that.
I always do that.
You put in more effort the next day?
Yes, because I try harder.
Why?
Because I'm sick.
What?
And shitty.
You just usually crack open another beer.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, no. No. I've got my coffee. Coffee's good for me today.
Maybe this is what you need.
No. Why no, not? Thank you. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. No.
It's after 10, actually.
20 past. So anyways, guys, I'm struggling today, but totally self-inflicted, so I can't really complain.
I'm a little bit struggling as well.
Yeah?
Just tired.
Yeah, you've been telling me all morning.
Well, it was your friend I had to walk home.
Yeah, Kurt walked my friend home.
Yeah, I could have went to bed very early.
No, it's good. You should. I was so happy when you told me that you walked her home. Nice work, Kurt.
Didn't you say thank you last night to me?
Did I? What? So Kurt and I were having a conversation, like a few. Well, we actually kind of talk about this a little bit. Hey,
in a way, in ways,
in our relationship, we don't ever do like the whole tit for tat thing. A lot of people do it though, which
except
I don't
for
think
today,
is right or wrong.
I'm doing tit for tat this weekend.
Tit for tat.
Because you went out last night, so I'll go out tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tit for tat.
So, like in this
some
sort of a situation.
We make it work.
In this sort of a situation, like, I feel like for so long, we were like that. We were like, I guess because we probably didn't have kids. That was why. So Kurt would go out one weekend, then the next weekend, I'd be like, all right, sweet. I'm going to go out because you went out last weekend.
Yeah, when we had
Miller. Or we went out together a lot of the time too.
Yeah, when we had Miller, we used to do that.
Yeah. But since having Lincoln, it's not really that way at all. And I don't know. I feel like with us, we just don't get along the best when we do it that way. And we kind of like started, I don't know, when we did it like that, I don't know. We don't really have any resentment around it.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like back in the day, I used to get the shit, say, if you were going out like 3 weekends in a row, or if I went out like 3 weekends in a row or had like events on, you used to like get the shits and be like, oh.
No, I never did.
Yeah. Mm. You get really bad FOMO. You get really bad FOMO.
Yeah, but I don't go like, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I was the one that brought the non-tit for tat.
Yes, because you... I usually the one that goes out all the time. Yeah.
I do more. So I need to bring this in.
And we just never like really, I don't know. We never really hold it against each other anymore. Hey, it works out. It's just nice and easy. It's not like you went out last weekend, so I get to go out this weekend. Or it's just like, you want to go? Cool. Have fun. Like, I feel like I'm just such a homebody, but I'm just one of these people. I don't go very often. Like it, probably like twice or three times a year. That's literally it.
You know? I suppose.
I'm just not – all the things that I go to are, like, actual, like, daytime things, like events and brunches and, like, I love going to things like that. Like, it's not really, like, go out and get drunk in the night.
But that's more of a – it does turn into more of a boy thing.
Like, no, I know so many girls that – yeah.
With families. But most guys go, oh, just go in the pub. They don't do, like, a night out.
No.
They go to the pub. But most of that's – most guys.
I know so many girls that like party way harder than you.
Well, obviously. I've got 2 children.
Oh my gosh. And another thing is, I reckon when we were tit for tat, it made us go out more. Because I was always like, I'll go out next weekend because you went out.
Oh, and the worst tit for tat
actually
is like, oh, I bought a surfboard, so you've got to go spend $600.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah. You're really good like that, actually. Like, I always buy camera and, like, cameras and, like, equipment for this, but it is my job.
Oh, I'd hate if
and, you never... What'd you say?
I would hate if you did that. Anyways.
What? Every time you bought, like, a surfboard, held it against you and went, okay, you've spent $600, so I'm going to go spend that much money. Yeah, no, we've never done that, but I feel like the tit for tat going out we used to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not now.
No.
Not now.
But yeah, no, I feel like when we were doing that, we're just going out so much more. Do you agree?
Yeah, well, you'd just be doing it every second weekend because...
And you feel like it's like in spite. You're going out in spite. It's not because you actually genuinely want to. It's like, it's my turn.
I genuinely want to.
Yeah, but you go all the time. Yeah. I don't. Like, I honestly...
So you
don't
just
get that urge. I just go to have a good meal, catch up with my girlfriends. Like, that's it. Like, I just want to see my friends. Like, I haven't seen Mads and Kelly and spent good quality time with them in so long. Like, there's always kids around and stuff like that. So that's why I love going, because it's like, you just get that time to sit down and have a proper conversation without it being like interrupted.
I have some small feeling that last night probably wouldn't have been very good, proper conversation.
It actually really was. Like,
well,
we had
when
some
you come back,
good chats.
You just couldn't talk very well.
Yeah. That was because while we were talking, we were drinking. But, you know, it was so good. Sometimes you just need that little bit of girl time. Anyway, that's me done now. That's my one time for the year.
That's good.
It's good.
My time will come.
Yeah, you'll probably stop again soon, boxing.
Yeah, I will.
So I've just had a little look over on my Instagram, and somebody has asked, what are your thoughts on having an open relationship?
That is so...
Or
hectic.
A hall pass?
That is fucking... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's... not good.
Yeah. Nah. Not for us. Like, I understand and I respect when people do it. If they...
Yeah, but how do they even...
No, but it's fine. Some people are happy to do that. Like, they don't have any insecurities. They don't think of it, like, that way. Like, they just think of sex as just literally sex. Whereas for us, I feel like we think of sex as, like, it's, like, a, like, way to show your love to each other kind of thing. You know? Like, it's got the...
Yeah. It's just, I reckon that's why you're
with
each other.
What?
Tweet with each other. You don't need that.
But that's just your opinion. Like, it's such one of those
my
things.
My opinion. Yeah. My opinion is correct.
Oh, God. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, like, I wouldn't judge anyone if somebody said to me I'm in an open relationship. Like, they're, like, you just wait. I reckon another 5 years or so and we'll start finding out, like, some of our friends will end up being in open relationships or doing the keys in the bowl.
Isn't that... But I suppose,
not for me. Like, I just couldn't... I think seeing you with another girl, I would just, like, oh, no, I couldn't.
No way. I don't know how people actually like each other and then do that. Obviously, yeah. Anyways,
that's
my
just
opinion.
Your opinion. And yeah, like one night, like a hall pass. Nah, like I just think once you like for us personally in our relationship, once we've committed to each other, it's just like that's.
You don't even.
Yeah,
want
I feel
to
like
do.
if you, I don't know, like even Kurt and I are really like hectic with cheating and stuff too. Like if you want to cheat, just break up.
Yeah.
Like that's how we kind of think of it in our situation, but I know it's different for everyone. Like that's not.
You don't want to cheat. You want to.
Yeah, but some people are totally okay
hall pass,
with it. Some
break
people,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But some people just totally like sex is just a thing. Like it's not like a, you know, they don't think of it. A lot of people, like not a lot of people, but people are like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, for us, it's definitely something where it's like an intimate thing.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't even think or even want to ask.
No.
That, yeah.
Yeah, and probably something we can stem off the same conversation of that is like having threesomes and stuff like that.
No.
Yeah, not fast. Like I don't know, that'd be so weird. Like I think it'd be so weird, like being in the same bed as you and another guy or another girl. It'd just be that weird. Like
yeah, that is
weird.
Yeah.
Like you never know. Like in 20 years time when we're getting washed up, we might change our opinion and we might go, oh, it's a bit boring, let's spice up our life.
That's hectic.
Yeah, I know. This isn't like when we're like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, but
I feel
right
like
now
you want to push towards this.
Oh really? No, I don't. I honestly don't. I would not, like, I think when it like came down to it and it was like go time, I would just be like, nah, I'm out. Like if you want to be with that person, you can like whatever, but I would be like, I'm gone. Like I could not be in the bed in the room with you and another girl.
Yeah.
Or guy.
What? Yeah, anyways.
Yeah.
Some people, but
yeah, it's just different though, different lifestyles and different, you know, different people, and I guess everyone has different needs. Like some people really like it's
want two at the same time.
Double the amount of work.
Two is too hard.
Yeah. One's hard enough. One girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
Well, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. Yeah, Kurt and I always say we don't understand how people, like, cheat either. Like, we just don't get how they find the time. That's what we always say. We're like,
oh,
where do people find the time? I'm like,
I couldn't find
no, nah, especially Kurt. Like, he works so much.
And
like,
trying to please two women.
Women.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, nah. I honestly, that's what we always say. We go, I do not know how people find the time to do it. And, like, just have the two conversations going, like, the, like, text messaging and the, like, I don't know.
Like,
it'd be so hard. Like, it would
just
be.
Yeah, it'd be.
Yeah, so funny. It's not so funny, but, yeah, that's the way we always think of it. We're like, we just wouldn't be able to keep up with it.
Nah, I'd be going pretty good to do it. Like, good effort.
Yeah.
I've got it done.
Okay, another question. Where did the name Lincoln come from?
Oh, Prison Break.
Prison Break? Pretty much is, eh?
Oh, well, that's right. I heard the name on Prison Break.
Yeah.
And I just like the name.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, named after someone from Prison Break. It's just,
yeah,
I like the
name.
Yeah,
you like the name. Yeah. You've liked the name for ages. So
yeah.
Before we even fell pregnant, Forever, Kurt was like, if it's a boy, we want to call him Lincoln. And then Linky's middle name is Ellis, and that's actually Kurt's mum's maiden name and Kurt's brother's middle name. And I just really like the name too. I think it goes really nicely together.
Ellis is good
Lincoln
name.
Ellis, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we've done pretty well, considering we're both quite dusty.
Ooh.
Today.
When's the next beer?
When's the next beer? I reckon you'll last another hour or two.
Yeah. Oh, you know me so well.
I do. Too well.
Should I break that knowledge and have one now?
No, wait. It's 10 o'clock.
In the morning.
In the morning.
No, I mean, it's 10 o'clock at night. Because
no.
This is after dark.
Oh. Okay, how are you going to end it? Have you thought about this?
Oh, I haven't even thought.
You got one?
Sorta.
Sorta. Oh my gosh, guys. He really thinks hard about these animal sounds.
Here we go.
How's your testy popping in throat?